This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
Building for another episode of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
What's up?
Got my man Bo in the building.
I'll show you.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Everybody loves BBW, dog. That's Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey. Dog, we're going back to Tennessee, right? Ain't that where it is?
Tennessee.
Uncle Nearest, dog.
Tennessee.
Everybody know our love of Uncle Nearest, right? So I done had quite a few of these. We had the 1856, what's the other one? 19.
The Green Level,
right? Right, let's just say the latest.
I can't remember all them numbers.
I can't remember all the goddamn numbers. So now we're going to the rye, all right? Actually, we had the other one too. I got to post that one. We did do another Uncle Nears. I got to post that one. But so we to the rye now. So I did have a few experiences with rye that I didn't really like rye whiskey. And it wasn't until you told me, Angry Principal, that rye was the original whiskey.
Right.
I didn't even know that. So rye was the original thing. So we back to Uncle Nears. Anything, because I know you tried this at the actual
distillery. I went to the distillery.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So at first you could only get it at the distillery.
Gotcha.
It was like they were selling that, Distiller's Cut, and a couple others that you mm-hmm. could only get there. And now they've started putting this out on the shelves, and you can get it at just about anywhere.
That's
pretty cool. Yeah. Like I said, if anybody gets a chance, Uncle Nearest has the best distillery,
hands down,
of anybody. Any distillery I've been to, Uncle Nearest outshines them all.
Yeah,
it's okay. Just that nice there.
I gotta get down there.
So
and you went, and it wasn't even completely open yet, right?
No, it was. It's a
okay. Full, this was after the pandemic.
You go down, okay. You can only tour the distillery on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Gotcha.
Because the rest of the week, it's a working farm.
Gotcha.
So they actually growing everything.
They're really working out there.
They really are working out there.
Yeah,
and they're building and building and building. Mm-hmm. And it's more of the other color than us that are actually there.
The other color.
So all I can say is support your people.
Head on
down. It's 25 minutes outside of downtown Nashville.
Okay.
Go take a trip over there. It's worth it. Have lunch. Do the tour, do everything. It is definitely worth your time. And their gift store is the biggest one I've seen out of anyone.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice facility.
Right.
That's a nice facility, man.
For real.
So, yeah, I didn't think nothing was popping in Tennessee other than Dolly Parton. So we got the Uncle Nearest Rye, which is 100 proof. All right. So we've been doing, what do we have? 80 and 84 proof.
Right.
Last week and week before last. So now we up to 100. So we a little closer to.
So now we in a respectable range.
Yeah, right. So now my counterparts can feel at ease having a drink. We're going to see what this cork sound like. So Angry Principal, do us the favor.
All right. Pause for the cork.
Ain't nothing that rum killed it.
Yeah. But it's an actual cork.
So it's an actual cork, though.
That's what's different. It's an actual cork.
That rum killed it, though. That shit's like genie in the bottle ass pot, right?
Damn.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna try not to pour heavy on this one.
I'm taking a bigger pour on this one.
Right, here you go. Hold it up.
So instead of corn in the mashville, you got rye in the mashville.
Right.
And that's the difference. So we're going to be expecting a little bit more
peppery taste on it,
and just a little bit more spice as we start to drink this.
Surprisingly, a lot of times you can smell the pepper in the rye. Why it smell like it's going to be sweet?
I can smell like spiciness, I guess you could say. Not so much pepper.
But some kind of spiciness. Yeah.
But I smell the sweetness you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a hell of a smell of sweetness. Let's see what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. It's spice in the front, in the middle, in the back. All the way.
It don't linger though. It's not a long finish.
Yeah, it disappeared.
It's not a long finish. This is some good shit.
This is good.
I haven't been disappointed with Uncle Nearest yet. I ain't even gonna hold you up. So it's just the right amount of sweetness. I ain't gonna lie, though. Smelling it.
It disappears. That's the only, it disappears. Only knock on it is it disappears.
I like that, though. Yeah. I like that. Okay. Yeah.
I want the long.
The long finish.
Yeah.
It's got the hug.
You know what? Yeah, it's got the hug for sure. Man. Like I you think said, that's, just I the right amount of sweetness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just the right amount. I think that's why I don't mind it disappearing, because the hug is so nice. I let that motherfucker go. I'm straight. Yeah, this is all right right here. Mm. I'm going to tell you right now, okay. and this is not just because I'm an Uncle Nearest fan, but this is the best rye whiskey that I've had. And at 100 proof, it's like, and I will tell you this, though. I think the scent or the nose on it is a bit sweet, but don't let that discourage you, because it's not. It don't actually taste that sweet.
Mm. Yeah, it got. See, for me, like I got the spicy notes. Like it really had a spicy aroma to me, but I can smell the sweetness as well. You know, but like I think it's just right sweetness, spiciness. Spices.
Yeah.
You know, like Anger Principle said, I wish the hug lasted a little bit longer for me, but that's really my only knock on it.
Yeah. I'm cool with the hug in it.
Every note that you would want a rye to have, this has.
Gotcha.
And then, on top of it, it's not harsh.
Yeah, no, it's not harsh at all. Nice little sweet offset to it. Yeah. This is a shit fire.
It's pretty good.
It's shit fire. I like this shit, dog. For sure.
Hats off the phone. We were on this one.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, shout out to the
I'm glad they made it like widely available.
Yeah,
instead of
sure.
Only something you can get there.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I got excited, so that's why I put it in the group text. I'm like, dog, I found a rye out here. I'm going to grab it for the show. Because I hadn't seen this. I heard about it, but I hadn't seen it. So at this point, I've experienced all of them, I think, then at that point. Because we had the 19, what's the green label one? The one that they don't never fucking sell. Mm-hmm. I had a couple shots of that accidentally. Because somebody had it and didn't know what it was. So I'm drinking the hell out of that shit. That shit was fire. But I will say the one you got me, was the Distiller's Cut? Or what is it?
Not the Distiller's Cut. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, it's in the box up there. But, yeah. but so that one was good. This rye has been good. Either one, the 100 proof or the 94 proof is good. So, like, we haven't went wrong with this.
You know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, just one other thing. I think that's... It also goes to show like how important ingredients are, right? Mm-hmm. Like Anger Principle said, you know, they're their own self-contained farm, right? You know,
right.
They control, you know, how much whatever they want to, you know, put into their crop or whatever you want to call it. I'm not a farmer, so I don't know what they call it. Their harvest, I guess, right? Yeah. You know, yeah.
Like, how dope is that?
Ingredients is very important when you go into steel shit. Like, and you got your own shit, and it's homegrown. It pays off, man. You can tell.
You can tell. So, yeah, I love it. And the only reason, why I think it's important to note the fact that consistently it's been good, because a lot of times, like, it's a money grab. Like, you know that you're making money, so you just put out whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the fact that they still paying attention to quality.
Yeah.
This shit is fire. Now, it is, I'm trying to remember, I think it was 50, it's 59. I'm not sure, because I don't buy a lot of rye whiskeys. So I'm not sure if that's high on the rye end.
No, that's about right.
It's about right? Yeah, okay. About all right. Yeah, so I wasn't sure.
For whatever reason, the ryes are a little bit more expensive.
A little bit more expensive. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I wasn't sure. So that's why I was like, I had to ask y'all, because I know y'all drink rye whiskey. But the only one that I've had that I thoroughly enjoyed before this was the Traverse City Rye. And this is hands down better than that.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I think this is pretty dope. This is going to be high for me.
Slightly young. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they are going to have some versions where they're a little bit more mature. Mm. They left it in the barrel just a little longer.
Yeah.
Slightly young, but at the same time, it's still not missing on any of the taste.
No. All right. So you think that not as young or a little bit older, you think it'll be
perfect.
It'll be perfect?
But right now, it's extremely good. Right now. I wonder what it would taste like with some age on it.
Shit, Booker's. That's what that shit tastes like. Fucking Booker's.
Yeah.
And that shit right there. That shit burn your chest.
The pepper taste comes out with the cigar.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit more spice. So if you like the spice, you definitely get it if you smoke it with a good cigar.
Yeah. It's not a... I think the only thing that we probably on different pages on is the long finish, or the lack of a long finish.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Y'all want it to linger a little bit.
Yeah, I like it to linger a little bit. Yeah. You know, I don't mind it, you know, obviously. But, you know, if I'm picking, like, my perfect whiskey, bourbon, whatever,
it's going to
have a long finish. Yeah.
Yeah. We had one. I can't remember what bourbon that was. It had a long ass finish though. Damn, I think we was recording at your crib one time. I can't remember what it was. It was a hella long finish though. Like we did went through a couple shots and still sitting there like, dog, what's going on? I see that shit right there. That's too much for me. I'm straight. I need to hit it, let it get gone. You know what I'm saying? So I, for me, this is that's perfect, dog. But anyway, we go around the block and see what the rating is from one Black Power Fist up to five. All right, so this is our rating system. We'll go in reverse this time. Bo, I'm gonna start with you. What you want to give it, dog?
Yeah, I really don't have any complaints, man. You know, it's just some nice to haves, right? You know, I'm gonna give it a solid four.
For sure.
You know, I think it's on point. Yeah. You know, only reason I'm not giving it a five is because like I had some bourbon out there that
get you together, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know? But that's the only reason. So I get this solid four.
All right, for sure. Angry Principal, what about you?
I have to agree. Mm-hmm. Four all the way.
Man.
I'm interested to see how it would taste if it was a little older. But aside from that, I'm giving it a four. Just the way it is right now, I'm giving it a four.
For sure. All right, I think we in agreement on that. It's a four all day for me. I'm going to say like this, though. I think if it's aged a little bit longer, it's probably going to be a higher proof, and I think I'm straight. I think I'm cool at the 100. I'm cool at the 100. Because, like, you age a little bit more, it's going to be looking at 109, 110. I'm straight. And the only reason I say that is because...
I'm about to say, that's talking about perfect.
With the higher proof and that much pepper in it, I can't do it. See, I'm not really a rye drinker. So 110 with that and that pepper, because that pepper hitting you off rip. Like, it ain't the pepper finish. It's the, as soon as it hits the tongue, it's on there. So
it's in the smell. It's in the taste.
Exactly. So, I can't do it.
That shit is shocking off, for real.
Exactly. Yeah, 110 with the pepper, that's lights out. That's like the nigga I done made vice president. Let's go ahead and bust that open. Like, that's it. That's the only way I'm doing that. But yeah, this was a solid four, though. I think I've given all the Uncle Nears up to this point a four. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm ever going to give anything a five because we're steadily finding new stuff. So I'm almost afraid to give something a five because then I'm going to find something better that's going to make it not perfect. So perfect, like nobody's going to get a perfect score. So I'm going to give it a good four, though. I think we consistent across the board on that. Uncle Nears, thank you for keeping the quality up to par, man. Shout out to the Black woman leadership over there, dog. That's what's up.
So you just said something about being vice president. Yeah, when Kamala runs for president in a couple 4 years from now, she needs to definitely take a visit and do one of her campaign trips
for sure.
Uncle Nears.
For sure. That's
just a highlight.
First of all, if you're talking about Kamala Harris, like, is she still alive? Like, who is she? Is she actually saying, there?
She there.
Is everybody there? This is a whole episode of Weekend at Bernie's.
When she does it, she needs to make a trip specifically down to Uncle Nears and do her campaign.
I was talking about vice president of a corporation.
You said vice president. You didn't stipulate. I'm just saying.
Is Kamala Harris still alive? Hey,
you welcome to use that idea, Kamala. Just go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, come up off that badge. That's it, though. We about to get back to drinking, man. Still with the same shirt on for the last 3 weeks. Don't worry about that, though. Send an offer to our GoFundMe account. Yeah. We're going to keep it moving, dog. To the next time, man. Let's get out of here. We're going to finish drinking, man. To the next time. You already know what it is, man. Beers, bourbon, whiskey. Everybody loves BBW, man. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
Drink what you like, how you like.
My man Bo holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live for the 4205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Ross, you ain't off the hook, bro.
Right.
'Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.